So it's again, cowboy? How many times are you gonna take a shit?
You're listening to Swept Together, the story of a modern romance between two adventurers at home, at work, and on the road.
We're your hosts, Christian and Annabelle. Join us as we explore the world and make our home together, wherever we end up.
Because after all, home is...
New Beginnings, Part 2.
Welcome. That was weird, welcome. Let's try that again. Welcome.
That's better.
Welcome to episode 18 of Swept Together.
Our podcast is going off to college.
They grow so fast.
So now we're like free and we can be single parents again.
We can hit the road in an RV now.
I think so. But anyway.
This is part two
of
a continuation of last week's episode. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, you can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or our website, swepttogether.com/episode17 is where you'll find part one. Then today's episode you'll find at swepttogether.com/episode18.
Yeah. And this will be our last episode for the year. Because we'll be going to
we're gonna be
home for the holidays.
Partying it up for the holidays.
Yeah, we're going to go to my parents in California for Christmas and spend some time with them. And then for the new year, we're going to be in Orlando spending some time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
coast to coast.
There's a possibility that we will be at both Disney properties within a week of each other.
Which is insane.
Which has never been on my radar of goals to have, ever. Because I'm not like a Disney person.
It's just coincidental.
Right. But we thought since we will be near both, well, we're explicitly spending time in the Disney properties
in Orlando.
In Orlando.
Yes.
But since my parents live like right next to Disneyland, we're like, well, might as well. But anyway.
Yep. So, we are continuing the conversation that we started last week when we were talking about goals and our previous relationships with goals. And this week's episode, we're going to be talking about our more specific goals for this year and how we're approaching them. How maybe we're doing things differently than previously, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And before we get to that, though, we wanted to give a shout out to somebody who gave us a 5-star review.
Woohoo!
And it is from NYLima05. And they write, listening to Christian and Annabelle is the auditory equivalent of a meal and drinks with your coolest friends. Wow. Auditory equivalent.
That's so sweet.
witty, thought-provoking, hilarious, hopeful, and full of chemistry. These two adventuring entrepreneurs make you imagine what's possible and remind you dreams should always be chased. So, thanks for that. That's a really good...
We love you guys.
5-star review.
You guys are the best. If you want to leave us your own awesome review and give us lots of warm fuzzy feelings for the holidays, head to iTunes. If you get confused, you can also head to swepttogether.com/share the love, and we have a little walkthrough,
a little tutorial. It tells you how to go about leaving a review, such as that one. So, on with the show. Last week, we left off with, we had some homework to set down some goals or think about our goals for the next coming year, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you can make goals at any time, we thought that because, this is a time for goal making, I guess it would be a good time to do that anyway.
Well, and because you were already... I mean, you kind of started early on your New Year's goals
by
starting this program.
Yeah, so speaking of homework, and this program, I had a lot of homework.
Yeah.
Starting this week, I had no idea that it would be this tough, but this program is handing my ass to me daily. It really is. And so consequently, all I've been thinking about is this program, you know, this data science immersive program at Galvanize, and what I'm going to be doing for like the next 3 months, but then also, you know, what to do afterwards. So that's basically the goals that I've set so far. So my BHAG, as we called it yesterday or last week, the big, hairy, audacious goal, is really just to make it through this program without like driving myself insane or without not sleeping, because I feel like I need more hours in the day to really get this, get all of the information in my brain and for it not to leak out, because there's so much information. Oh my God. And so my goals that I've been thinking about, get through this program. Like my short term goal is to just get through the program and make my capstone project, because I have to do a capstone project for it, something of value, not just something that's like theoretical. This is something that I could really use. And I was thinking about maybe working with Jackie or something, because, you know, she works for kind of an NGO in the Philippines. And they probably,
Jackie is his sister.
Jackie, my sister, who is in the Philippines right now getting her master's, and she works for an NGO there. And I'm thinking that they have a lot of data for something. And if I can, you know, help the Philippines in some way,
yeah,
that would be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. So my capstone, and then the very next goal right after that would be to get a job that is a remote, you know, data science type position or data analyst type position for, so that we can be in our RV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily want to retreat back to being a project manager, although that would be very easy to do while we're in the RV. You know, that's my goal for next year. And then while on our trip, I want to be able to see at least 5 national parks. I don't know if I've counted how many there are on the route before the end of next year of 2017. So maybe 5 is already in our, you know.
I think we'll definitely hit 5. Really, we might even hit 10.
10? Within the next year? Until like this time next year, you think that we'll have hit at least 10? Oh, maybe I'm shooting too low.
I don't know.
I haven't counted them up. I'm not sure.
We're going to Canyonlands.
Okay. Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree.
Yosemite.
Yosemite. Redwoods.
Sequoia. Okay. So I guess that's Sequoia. Already 5, like within the
Crater Lake.
The end of
Glacier.
Summer.
Glacier.
Crater Lake is one?
That's in Oregon. I mean, we'll drive.
No, I'm saying that's a national park.
Yes. I think okay. So.
Well, then I guess I should up my goal to like maybe 10.
Yeah.
10.
I mean, there's more on the West Coast. I don't think we'll hit as many when we get to the East Coast.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, okay. So 10. 10 goal, 10 national parks by this time next year.
Yeah.
Ish. Because we'll be in Florida probably by around this time, I'm hoping. That reminds me, we need to
book.
Call some places in Florida so it doesn't get booked up for next year.
Yeah.
I'll do that next week
when you're on break.
When I'm on break. Yeah.
Okay.
After Christmas.
Sweet.
That's my immediate short-term goal for our RV trip.
Yes.
What about you? What's your goals? Have you thought of any goals?
Well, I, you know, one of the things that I did this past year that was really beneficial to me was I took like 3 days up in the mountains with two of my business besties. And it was like out of cell phone reception. The internet was questionable. And we basically took that time to sit down and like hash out our year and prep, you know, decide what we wanted to accomplish in the year. And, you know, it was really good for me, especially in this, like, you know, working on the internet, working on your computer, there's just so many distractions. And I'd really like to do that again in January, you know, take some time away and really focus on some like more specific strategy for the year. And I think one of the things that I'd like to implement going forward, because I made all those goals and then didn't really look back at them over the year. I mean, I had them kind of in the back of my mind, and I did accomplish several of the things on my list, which I'm really happy about. But I think I could have done more if I had checked in with myself more regularly. So I'd like to maybe like every month look at my plan and see if I'm headed in the right direction. I think my biggest goal, you know, I've set some what feel like scary income goals for me for Evergreen Lane, which will, you know, cover our expenses, or at least my part of the expenses for the RV trip. And so just making a more concerted effort. I think I've been, the fact that you've been in school and you've been working like so many hours a day has kind of driven me to work harder towards my goals as well. So that's been good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, talking about focus and distractions and stuff, it's just like, for, we talked about focus in episode 15, and I find that because I'm just solely focused and kind of freaked out about this program, because like I said, I don't know how many times I could say that this program is kind of handing me my ass on a daily basis, but it really is. But so I have to really keep focus and everything, and I barely have time to do anything. Like, I think my email, my inbox is like in the hundreds now.
Probably. I haven't spoken to him since Monday, so.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of talk to each other on Slack or via text during the day. But even that, I'm like kind of slow to respond to, just because I'm just like really focused on what I'm doing, and I don't, you know, have the time to even look at other, you know, things other than what is in front of me, like the assignment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to not focus. I think I'm being focused, not on purpose. I mean, I'm being forced to be focused, I guess. So yeah, I mean, I think doing one of those retreats like you did last year is probably good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You should probably do another one at some point. Yeah. You guys did it in January last year, right?
We did. We did it in like mid-January, and yeah. It was so good.
Yeah.
We rented this Airbnb from some like weird mountain man,
very eccentric.
He was a character for sure. But it was this beautiful house with these humongous glass windows and
yeah, we should,
snowy all around.
We should post a picture or something of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I don't know, we haven't made any plans for this year, but you know, in the last week since we recorded the last episode, I've really been kind of focused on tying up loose ends for this year and haven't really given a whole lot of thought to next year, except yeah. that, you know, kind of from a big picture perspective, I have some things that I want to do. One of the first things I'll probably do is launch the spruce package, which will complement the juniper. The juniper is all of my packages are named after
evergreen
trees because my business is Evergreen Lane Productions. So that's where that came from. But juniper is my travel video editing package. And the spruce is my business video editing package. They're similar but different, and I'm working on the materials for the spruce. So that should be coming for sure in the first quarter of next year.
That's a big goal for you.
That is a big goal.
That's because I remember you working on the juniper and how many hours you put into that part of it.
Yes.
And
all the training materials and stuff that come with it. So the spruce is coming. And then once that's out in the world, first quarter of this coming year, then I'll be able to move on to some other ideas that I have for Evergreen Lane. So,
and what kind of ideas? Do you have like a preview that you want to say, or do you want to like keep that under wraps?
I don't know. I mean, I think one of my favorite things about the juniper and the spruce is the fact that I get to do some teaching kind of in the resources that I give people with the package. And so I definitely want to be doing more of that in whatever way that manifests. I'm not sure exactly what that'll look like, but
yeah. Well, the important thing about goal setting, I think, is to actually have a clear one in mind. I mean, I know everybody says that, but without having something exceptionally clear, then it's hard to focus. So, like with me, I mean, just talking about the, you know, my homework and assignments and things like that, like I am just so focused on completing the assignment every day or assignments every day that they will get done, or they do get done, and I don't, you know, have any time for anything else.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the, like,
because it's very clear,
right?
That's all I was saying, is that it's very clear what I need to do. I need to get this assignment done and all these concepts in my head today,
right?
You know, that's like my daily goal,
right? I think one of the biggest transitions for me when I, you know, got out of school and then started my own business, although there were several years in between of working a job, was that transition of when you're in school, your goals are, you know, externally assigned, and they're very clear. They're measurable. You know what, you know, you need to accomplish to succeed. And I think then in business, all of those things become very like intrinsic, and you have to kind of define them for yourself. And so it's almost like I give myself homework assignments, and that's the only way anything gets done.
Well, you have to kind of do that because, you know, you have to be able to, I mean, nobody's going to give you your own business assignments. I mean, I guess clients will,
right,
too. But if you're working on your business, then nobody's going to give you assignments to do.
Right.
But if you're working in your business, of course, like your clients are going to give you things to work on.
Right.
But on your business, that's all you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the hard part.
Yes. And I think, I mean, when anyone starts in business, I think there's a period of time where you're wanting to absorb as much information as possible from other people who've gone before you, and kind of using their guidance as, you know, steps in the direction of, you know, getting started and figuring out how things work. But then there comes a point where you have to step outside of that framework and start making your own direction in a way that works for you.
Yeah, and for your business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one thing that I came across recently was a plugin. Did we already talk about this, Momentum?
I don't think we have.
Oh, okay, so this is a plugin that I use on Chrome, which is the browser I use, is Momentum. So every time I hit a new tab, there is, instead of the normal, you know, Chrome new tab screen, you know, it's just gray and it just has some, I don't even know what kind of stuff, but it'll say, you know, good afternoon, Christian, or whatever, and it has a time on it. And also right below it in big letters is, what is your main focus for today? Question mark. And then below it is a line, and then you can add a line, you know, whatever your main focus is for that day. So I've been getting in the habit of every day to actually write out the main focus for that day. So anytime I try to get distracted or distract myself by like opening up a new tab to look at Facebook or whatever, go look at, you know, whatever other website that I'm not supposed to be looking on because I need to focus, not because the website's inappropriate, just to clarify. that prompt right there, what is your main focus for today, like hits me in the face because it's nice and big, and it, you know, so it kind of reminds me every time I open up a new tab, like, hey, what's your main focus for today? This and this and this. And it also has a cool feature like a to-do list on the side as well. So you can add like extra to-do things on there right on the web page or the new tab. So, and it's pretty cool. And it has like a nice background that changes with nice, you know, landscape type pictures. So I find it really useful. It's free. It's called Momentum.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys, you know, need something like that so you could focus on your goals for every day, then I would really suggest downloading it and adding it to your Chrome extensions.
Yeah. We, I don't know why I said we.
Because you got a mouse in your pocket?
The royal we. I just ordered a new planner for the upcoming year. Every year, this time of year, let me say year a few more times. Year, year, year. Wow. This time of year, I'm always looking for a new planner. I mostly use the internet at this point to organize myself in between Google Calendar and Asana, but I do love a good paper planner. I've used a ton over the years. The Day Designer is a favorite passion planner I've used for a few years. But this year I decided to check out the Productivity Planner, which I'm really excited to get in the mail. It's basically just like a very simple sheet where you list, you know, your top three tasks for the day, and there's a place where you can fill out Pomodoros for
what is each a Pomodoro?
Task. A Pomodoro is, it's a method where you work, you do focused work for a period of time, and then you take a break. And then you do another chunk of focused work, and then you take a break.
The same work?
Yeah.
Or different work?
Or something else. So like a Pomodoro would be like, say, 25 minutes, and then you take a 5-minute break or something like that. And then, but they have like these little dots that you can fill in for how many Pomodoros you've done on a certain task.
Oh, okay.
And it basically, they're like, You can't move from your first priority to your second priority until
your first priority's done. Oh, okay.
Anyway, it's way more basic than most of the planners that I've purchased before, but I'm curious to try it out because I think at this point what I need is more simplicity as opposed to more complexity. And I'll maybe...
Like Google Calendars or something?
Right. Well, Google Calendars is kind of... Because this planner that I'm... The productivity planner doesn't really have any sort of scheduling. You know, like a lot of planners will have...
Oh, so like, it's just...
It's basically just like a task list in...
And then you can make it... Or you could populate it.
Right.
And it's not calendar-based.
There's note sections and stuff. But yeah, it's not calendar-based in the same way.
So it's the same piece of paper for each...
Basically.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, because I have Google Calendar. I have it synced to my phone. I don't really need a scheduling... I don't need a planner for scheduling necessarily.
Yeah.
So I'm experimenting with this. We'll see. It's like 6 months worth of... the planner goes for 6 months. So I'll see how I like it. I'll report back, but...
Wait, for 6 months? I thought you said it's not calendar-based.
Well, it has enough pages for...
Oh, for 6 months for
it's
one.
It's not like one the page. Streganona of planners where pages just keep appearing so you can use it indefinitely.
Okay.
But yeah, it's by the creators of the 5-Minute Journal.
Oh, okay.
Which I really like the 5-Minute Journal. So hopefully that's indicative of how I feel about the planner. We'll see.
We'll report back... next year, or you'll report back next year about how you like it, because yeah. It's coming in the mail.
I know all of you planner junkies out there feel my pain. I literally was on websites, so many websites, looking at planners, watching videos about planners. I love planners.
But you haven't found the right one yet?
I haven't found one that... I've found a lot of them that you I've found me. Liked. That's true. But you're not a paper planner.
I'm
not going to like pimp you out to the listeners of our podcast for their personal use.
That's probably good.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure you'll hear from us again going forward about how our goals are going. You'll probably hear from me more specifically about concrete goals after I do my little biz retreat in January.
Planning session.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, let's do the sweep up.
I always want to make a sound here. Like, you put in the sound, right?
Yeah, I put in a sound. Yeah.
What made you feel loved today?
What made me feel loved today was because I have so much to catch up on from the week. You let me sit in bed with you and just write a bunch of code and learn or relearn some concepts that I had been taught over the week. And then, you know, we just kind of had a lazy day and you just let me do that. And so that made me feel loved. What about you? What made you feel loved?
It made me feel really loved that even though I knew you had all this studying to do and you really wanted to work on that all day, that you took a break to make cookies with me. It really meant a lot to me because I haven't seen a lot of you this week and that's been really hard. So I appreciated that you took the time, even though it was like half an hour, but just like having that time with you was really nice.
You're welcome, baby. And what about you guys? This is our last sweep up for the year. What made you feel loved today?
Were you gonna say yous guys?
No,
because it kind of sounded like you said yous.
Did I?
It's been a long time since you've been in New Jersey.
It was last year.
Last year.
It was this time ish last year. Yeah, so use guys.
You can take a project manager out of New Jersey.
but you can't take the U's out of the guys or something. So anyway, what about you guys?
You guys, what made you feel love today?
Or this year, or this Christmas season?
If we have any listeners from New Jersey, we love you.
We love yous guys.
We love yous guys.
Be sure to tune in if you really miss us over the holiday break.
It's a good time to catch up on past episodes.
Yeah, you could do some swept together binging. And you can listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or from our website, swepttogether.com.
And you can also hit us up on social media. We'll still be around while we're on our break from recording. But we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, at Swept Together, pretty much anywhere, at Swept Together.
Yeah.
So come say hi. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
And we will talk to you in 2017.
Yes, 2017. Bye-bye. 'Course you're gonna start crunching, cowboy. Crunch, 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 crunch. Crunchy, crunch, 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 crunch. Damn, cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Parte dos. This cat has literally been silent all day.
Until right now.
Until we hit record on the podcast.
Right. And he's like, hey, I want to do everything right now. Because he's a jerk.